So I'm going to read our scripture one more time for us so that you can hear it again. And I'm going to start by just talking a little bit about Isaiah chapter 10. And Isaiah chapter 10 tells the story of God taking an axe and cutting down all the trees. So imagine a clear-cut forest where nothing green is left. And all there are stumps. That is the place that Isaiah 11 picks up. Is in a forest that used to be a forest and is no longer a forest, where things are dying. And Isaiah says this, "A shoot shall come out from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord." And he is talking about David, but he is talking about Jesus. "He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins." And now the part that is hard to imagine. "The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. And their young will lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. They will not hurt. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. And they will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea, as the waters cover the sea. And on that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the people. The nation shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious." His dwelling shall be glorious. A stump is not a pretty picture. In fact, it reminded me of the story of the giving tree. Anybody read that story? I really don't like that story. Because this tree gives and gives and gives and gives, and the boy takes and takes and takes and takes, and in the end, it's just a stump. And a stump is not a pretty picture. And life for Israel during this time was not a pretty picture. The political situation of the people of Israel is in disarray. And there doesn't seem to be hope. And all around them, conflict is raging. And so Isaiah talks to them. He uses a symbol about something that is going to happen. Something that hasn't happened yet. But something that he promises will happen. That out of this desolation, out of all the stumps, new life will sprout up. And when they see it, when they see the new life, when they see the green little branch popping out of a dead stump, they need to remember the promise. And the promise is one of peace. The promise is one that takes us forward, but also one of the things it does is it takes us back. This promise conjures up images of an idyllic and perfect and beautiful place, doesn't it? And what is that supposed to remind us as people of faith? It's supposed to remind us of the Garden of Eden. It is supposed to remind us of the beginning and how God created everything and that everything was good. And that God created humans, and humans were very good. And they lived in peace in this beautiful place. And it said in Genesis, it says that God provided the grass for all of the animals to eat. Grass for all of the animals to eat, which can only mean one thing, right? They didn't really eat each other. That even among the animals, there was peace. And yet the farther away we get from that garden, the farther in time and in our history we move from that garden, the harder it is to imagine the garden. At least for me. It is hard to imagine a place like the one that Isaiah is talking about today. Can you imagine a place where a wolf and a lamb lie down together? Can you imagine a day when all the rules that we know, all the rules that we live by, pretty much are changed? It's a completely different place than the one that we know now. And yet, Isaiah is recalling it for us. The story of the Garden of Eden to say, it was possible once. It has happened before. And so guess what? It can happen again. It can happen again. Walter Brueggemann, an Old Testament scholar, talks about what Jesus has come to do as to detoxify the world. That's a big buzzword for us these days, isn't it? Detoxify. Because it seems like everywhere we turn, something is toxic. Man, I'm living, Russell, I don't know if he's in here, we're living toxic right now in our building, right? Are things safe? Are they not safe? But that's not just for their buildings, it's for our beauty products and our food. We have to worry about these things. We have to worry about toxic people and toxic situations. So imagine a world where Jesus has come to detoxify everything, to make all that we encounter safe. A place where people thrive. A place where we don't have to worry, where we can send our children out to play in the streets. It says, their children are over the den of the asp. They can play with venomous snakes. It's not a big deal. Think about how all the way that applies to us in our lives today. Of how many things we are afraid of. And to imagine all of that being gone. This is the story of Advent. It's not just about Jesus coming as a baby in saving us from our sins, even though that is a part of it, that's not all of it. Advent is about more than just our individual selves. Advent is about the world. The world, the whole creation, the earth waiting for something new and incredible and safe and peaceful to happen. And so in Advent, many times we need to be thinking of the big picture. What are we waiting for? Are we just waiting for the Christ child? Are we waiting for December 25th when we can open presents and spend time with family? Or are we in the same boat as the Israelites? Are we looking out into a world that has been clear cut? Are we looking out into a world in which things are dying? We have animals in our oceans just dying. We have scientists who are just looking for new life, some sort of hope that there is a branch growing somewhere. We are waiting for a Savior who will redeem every single bit of it. Not us, just us individually, but all of creation, heaven and earth. And so as you wait during this Advent season, I invite you to look for those shoots. Look for the places where there is something growing. In the midst of desolation or ugliness or drought in your life in some way, where are the places that we can water that will cause new things to grow? And look at those places in your life or in the world. And you can look at it literally. It could literally be the bulb that's shooting up. Or it could be new, something new stirring in our hearts, calling us to some new ministry. Something that's calling us to some form of reconciliation. And grasp on to that hope. Because Isaiah says it means something. It means that what God has done before, God can do again. It means that there will be a time when the cow and the bear graze together. Where the lion shall eat straw like the ox. I want to close today with something a Jesuit priest wrote just before the end or during World War II, and he was executed because he was connected with a false charge of a plot to kill Adolf Hitler. So he was living in a very desolate time. But he wrote this after he spent time in a Nazi prison camp. And he said, "Advent is the time of promise. It is not yet the time of fulfillment. We are still in the midst of everything. Space is still filled with noise of destruction and annihilation. The shouts of self-assurance and arrogance, the weeping of despair and helplessness. But round about the horizon, the eternal realities stand silent in their age-old longing. There shines on them already the first mild light of the radiant fulfillment to come. From afar sound the first notes as of pipes and voices, not yet discernible as a song or a melody. It is all far off still, and only just announced and foretold. But it is happening today. It is happening today. Dare we believe that what has happened before can happen again? And dare we to step forward in faith, being encouraged by every new life that we see in the world, in others, and in ourselves. Let us pray. Lord, you have called us to choose a better way. And it is a way of hope that leads to peace. And so as we wait during this Advent season for something that seems far off, may we live our lives as if it is happening today. It is in your name that we pray. Amen.